Yo, it's Nick Ruiz, twice self-made real estate entrepreneur. I came up once from scratch in my late teens, built over $1 million net worth. The 2008 crash forced me into bankruptcy. Then I bounced back quickly again after bankruptcy. This is Success from Scratch. We talk entrepreneurship here, money, financial literacy, business building, psychological and chess player warfare, real estate entrepreneurship, economic evolution, the laws of it, survival of the fittest, sales and persuasion, anything success. This is Success from Scratch for you. Welcome to another episode of the Success from Scratch show. Money, entrepreneurship, business building, everything in between. We are going to have another live call-in episode today. Here, let me see this. Another live episode call-in today, which means that people who are watching on Instagram, remember, go to Instagram at Alpha Home Flipping, at Alpha Home Flipping, and on Facebook, facebook.com/Alpha Home Flipping, like you are right now and like these people are right now. They are watching me as we make this podcast. Vidal, how you been, though, bro? Good? You been good?
Doing good, man. Well, we want to talk about some stuff.
We do. We're gonna get into some stuff, and then for the people that stick around in the live streams, we are gonna allow for them to call in.
Killer stuff.
And yes, exactly. So, first off, we've had a few complaints again about the frequency of the show. We've skipped a couple Fridays. We know the podcast comes out every Friday. By the way, if you're on Facebook now, if you're on Instagram now, we appreciate, well, I don't know if you can share on Instagram, but on Facebook, you have a responsibility to share this, okay? You just take your finger and hit share. That's the requirement. People want this every Friday, and we're going to give it to them. Before we get into some things, let's entrepreneurial storytelling. We'll get into some of that. I was just with Vidal talking earlier. We didn't get a chance to record how it all went down, but I had a deal. I put a house, one of my rehab deals, put it on the market within 2 days, got an offer almost to full asking price. It was a lower end area.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling you, I was asking 124.9. Listen to this, guys. This is high level stuff. No, it's all negotiation. I had a house, I bought it, fixed it up, sold it. So 2 days on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Had 7 showings lined up, 2 showings immediately, and I was asking 124.9, okay, for the house, finished mm-hmm. product.
124.9.
Yeah. And then a buyer wrote 120.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a lot of showings lined up, and I had an open house on Sunday. So I was in the driver's seat. I had a lot of people that still had to look at it. So I'm like, eh. You know what I mean?
Right.
So they called. They came back. They came with 120, but they did not ask for closing cost credits, which is kind of common these days, for especially in that lower end market. They didn't. It was conventional, not FHA. FHA is a type of mortgage that's backed by the government, and it's not the worst. I sell to FHA buyers, but the one requirement they have in there is that it has to have. Ownership of 90 days before it can be resold, meaning I can't sell it to an FHA buyer until I've owned it for 90 days, and I've owned it for less than 90 days. And I think I've owned it for less than 60 days even. And so that was positive. Remember, it's not always price, and this is a good learning lesson for people listening. As a real estate entrepreneur, when you're flipping and doing whatever, mm-hmm. it's not always price. It's the whole picture. So I was like, all right, this is a strong buy. And they have a pre-approval from a very strong and sound financial institution when I deal with a lot. So you see this whole picture here? It's not like, oh, plus price, done. Right. I like price, and price has to be right, but I'm saying there's more to it than that. And this is the thing you get with experience. And when my rehabbing course comes out, you're going to see all of these things, okay? But anyways, so the terms of the offer were strong. They were very financially strong people. And remember, if you're on Facebook, share it. You have to hit share. Share it on Facebook. That's the name of the game around here. Okay. Whoops. Let me see. So I'm going to let, again, for those of you in here, for those of you brand new in here on Facebook or Instagram, I am going to be taking on a live caller for this podcast episode. We are recording a podcast episode for those of you viewing this on social, and I am going to be taking one lucky live caller to talk about whatever. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But I got a comment here from Agent Tim. You're the real inspiration behind all my real estate action. You were the reason I joined. Thank you. There you go,
Agent Tim.
We're constantly getting comments like this, guys. We're out to produce winners, okay? Everything we're doing, this content, number one, the beauty of this content, like I've highlighted a billion times before, is the byproduct of me out there just doing deals, you know? We don't have to think too hard about how to, what should we say to the audience now? We're out there making moves, making it happen, and you guys get to be seeing it, which is cool. So with that being said, so anyways, they offered 120 with all those terms, and I countered them at 122.5. Now you might be thinking, Nick, you just put it on the market. You have all these showings, X, Y, and Z. Maybe you could have got your full asking price. Maybe. Okay, maybe. Maybe I could have. But I'm asking 125. I counter back at 122.5. And again, it's not FHA. It's a clean offer. Clean financial institution that I know is not going to, you know, spit out fake pre-approvals or these fluffy pre-approvals where they might not get the loan. Like, it's solid. That's a slam dunk to me. Thank you, Mike, for sharing, by the way. I want to acknowledge you for sharing. Mike Wiles just shared on FB, yes. And I appreciate it.
So all across the board, check, check, check.
All these things that, you know, again, I just want people to realize, and this is the thing that you learn from experience. When you're first flipping, you get an offer and it's just, what's the price? And the experience is where you start understanding. There's a bigger picture of buyers, of your buyer. When someone writes you an offer, when you rehab a home and someone writes you an offer, you have to look at the whole picture. Okay. Price is one, and it's I'm not downplaying price. Like, we need to make money with good prices. And if I create a beautiful home, I want to get a beautiful price for it. But $2,500, I sit and wait when it might be an FHA. Okay.
Right.
Which has a few more. I mean, again, it's number one, they have the 90-day rule. So I wouldn't even be able to accept it for, you know, another 30 to 45 days, which there's a workaround to that. They write you an offer now. And then on the 91st day, you have to rewrite the offer. But I just have to wait longer. And I don't want to do that. Number one.
Contingencies.
FHA, on top of the home inspection that every buyer will bring in. Every buyer is going to bring in a home inspector. They also have an FHA inspector. Which, again, it's not like, I mean, my houses are nice. So I'm not worried about them coming in and shredding me to pieces. It's just an extra little small bump in the road that I don't feel like dealing with if I don't have to. It's definitely not a big deal. Like, just to be clear, I sell a lot of my rehabs to FHA buyers. It's really not like a problem. Well, it's a quality first time home buyer product.
Gotcha.
They have a good, you know, it's only 3.5% down. It's, you know, good rate term. You know what I mean? So for a buyer, I mean, if I was a first time home buyer, I would want an FHA loan.
Absolutely.
It's a good loan.
Yes.
There's just a few extra things attached to it where me as a seller, they're not problems. I don't like, oh my God, it's an FHA buyer. No, it's not really like even bad. It's just, there's one or two extra things I have to deal with, which I'm okay with. If every buyer I got was FHA, I'm fine. It's just when it's conventional this way, it's just slightly easier.
So getting back to the negotiation.
So anyways, so I counter at one. I said, you know what? I said before you, but yeah, exactly. Because there's a missing part to this story I haven't told yet. So I'm like to my realtor, I'm like, you know what? Before we, and this is part of the game too. I'm like, before we write up any counters, I said, verbally go back to him and say, listen, we got a lot of buyers on the hook. We got a lot of showings. And then I told my realtor to tell that realtor, hey, we're willing to counter at 122.5. Will your buyer sign that? We'll forget about the open house and all the other things. And then she comes back to us and says, the best we'll do is 121. And this is all verbal. Again, I do like when it comes to counters and stuff, it's nice to quickly hammer things out verbally instead of writing a bunch of things. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes there's agents that say, whatever you want to counter, put it in writing. But to me, it's more functional if you can quick have a phone call and be like, hey, do you think your buyer will sign 122? Again, some agents will say, I look at nothing till it's on paper. But I like to, if I can spit out a quick verbal agreement, it's just less paperwork. You follow me?
Right. So let's make this clean, like a clean visual of what happened. Because I know you didn't mention some things that we talked about before.
Yeah.
So if you could just start from the beginning, just to make it a very clear picture with the negotiation. Because
yeah. So bottom line, I was asking 124.9. Second day on the market, I get an offer for 120. And then we have this conversation where I told my realtor to call. I mean, it's pretty simple. Hey, see if they'll take 122.5. And then if they will, tell them I'll write that and we'll get it done. Well, they call back and say, the best my buyer will do is 121. And I'm like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, do I really, like, for $1,500, am I going to wait it out, maybe get an FHA, but, you know, all this other BS. Again, they didn't ask for closing cost credits or anything like that. So I said, screw it. I said, just send a counter for the 121 to my realtor. Basically, write an offer for 121, and I'll just have them, and I'll sign it and have them sign it, and we'll be done at 121. Well, I mean, my house is nice, okay?
Because you said one more thing to Randy. I don't know if you want to disclose that. You said one more thing about the open houses that are coming up.
Well, yeah, I told him, you're saying when I originally, I said, make sure the buyer knows, like, on top of the seven showings, I have an open house on Sunday.
Right.
Meaning there's a lot of activity about to be in play. So are you sure you want to sit? Are you sure you want to? But they're like, yeah, 121. They wanted to play a little hardball. And for $1,500 to have the deal just done is cool. So, but here's the twist in the story. So as I was filling out, as I quickly was going to do the click, you know, the touch screen signing, you know, the DocuSign to send out the 121 counter, as I was in the process of getting that over to them, they must have been so antsy and really did love this house and were scared they were going to miss out on it. They immediately call my guy back and say, you know what, we'll do the 122.5.
And how long?
Within a half hour. You know, it took me about a half hour to get the counter over to him.
Yeah.
But like literally minutes before we were about to send the 121.
Acceptance.
You know, the minutes before we were about to counter the 121, they call back and said, we will do the 122.5.
Wow.
So they were hot to trot. Clearly the fear of loss was in play, which is what I always want. I want my buyers to have the fear of loss. That's why I make the houses so nice. I want them to be scared they're going to lose my house to another buyer. That's, you know what I mean? So what happened was, they came back and then we immediately canceled that counter.
Right.
And then he drew up the 122.5. I signed it. They signed it. Now it's a sealed deal. We're closing on August 4th, which is 30 some days from now, which is actually pretty freaking quick too.
Beautiful.
You know, we're FHA. A lot of times would take a little bit longer as well. So just to be clear for everyone listening, and this is more of like a real estate rehabbing episode here, just the story behind it, but just to show you, like, I'm always in the trenches making all these new moves, which is nice because I get to convey them to you guys. You know what I'm saying? Nino says, ha ha, nice. Yeah. It was nice, Nino. And again, for those of you listening on the podcast, the way to interact with me on these shows between Facebook and Instagram, you're able to watch these shows as they happen. This show will be published at some point later today, but you know what I mean? So it was a nice situation. Wasn't expected. I was willing to take 121, and within minutes, I made $1,500 by just not getting it to them in time. But, you know, they don't always go like that. But again, am I going to cry over $1,500? This is a numbers game. You want to get in, get out. Boom. It was a clean, easy deal I knew was going to close. And I have other rehabs in the mix. You know what I mean? That's the key. That's the key to this game. As you grow, you always want deals in the pipeline, because when you have deals in the pipeline, it makes your decision making on current deals cleaner and easier. Like, I know guys that, you know, barely find any deals per year because, number one, they're searching MLS. They're not doing what I teach, marketing, et cetera. But so they need to make a home run on that deal. So this $1,500 for them would have been like blood money. Well, in the meantime, they're making poor decisions based on needing that extra $1,500, which means they may have lost that buyer and lost all other buyers, and now they're at square one. The key is speed in this game. You get in, you fix it up, you get out. Boom, next. Get in, fix it up, get out. Next. Bing, 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 bing. So, fun little story. It's current. This story just happened. Vidal, we talked about this, less than a half hour ago, all this played out. I kind of wish we could have got it recorded, but the camera wasn't out with all the back and forth phone calls.
Yeah.
You know, if you're listening to this on Facebook or Instagram or even on the podcast, leave me a comment if you want to hear those kind of things, you know, and see those things on video as I talk to my realtor and negotiate in real time. I think that's fun content, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Don't you think people would love that?
Oh, absolutely. And then if they want to start dropping, you know, sooner or later their number in the comments.
Yeah. What we're going to do now, I do want to take a call in. We are the Success from Scratch show. You know what we talk about here, guys. We talk money, success, entrepreneurship, financial freedom, business building, real estate entrepreneurship, house flipping, wholesaling, rental properties. We talk about a lot of things. And for now, just to get the call-in show going, we're allowing people to jump on and talk about whatever. I'm keeping it loose. As the show progresses with call-ins, maybe we'll have more of like a topic-based call-in. Like, hey, you can't call in unless we talk about X. But for now, let's see here. One guy on Instagram just said, thank you, Kiernan. He made $14,000 in 2 weeks. getting my process down. Thank you. Well, thank you for paying attention, man. You know, it's action. It's action. It's not anything more than taking action on the regular. So Instagram, Facebook, I'm approaching you right now. The first person to leave their phone number will be able to get on the call-in show. First come, first serve. Facebook, Instagram. First number I see is going to be on the call-in show. So hurry. It's first come, first serve at this particular point. Maybe last time it went really fast.
Yeah, maybe too, if they could drop in like a hashtag success from scratch. I don't know what you think about that.
Okay, we got one here. Richie.
Cool.
All right, so here's what we're going to do, Richie. Richie, you're on Facebook. I am about to call you. Watch your phone, okay? I am about to call you right now, buddy. And we are about to make the call.
Yes, good afternoon.
Is this Richie?
Yes, sir.
Big Richie, you're on the Success from Scratch live call-in show with me, Nick, and my boy Vidal.
What's good?
Hey, Nick.
How you feeling?
So I have a couple. I mean, I'm feeling great. I've been watching your videos over, I want to say, like about 3 months from now. And I've been trying to figure out how to set up and how to move forward. And I've been trying to get your I think there was a videos and such on paperwork that you were selling online. I just wanted to get a little bit more detail. How would you say? I'm already getting started and putting posters up, buying houses for cash and stuff like that. But I just want to, I want you to guide me the right way if I'm doing the right proper things. I'm just waiting on getting some money to buy your product.
Okay. Well, tell me what you are doing and then I can guide you. You're putting up flyers?
Yes, sir.
Like what? Tell me what those are.
Like, so I have seen throughout my neighborhood that there is people putting, we buy house for cash.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, that's a start where I could start, right? So I started doing the same. And I just, I remember you saying that I could upload on Craigslist, how to give them information that I buy a house or such and such on. And wow, the only difficult thing for me is how would I be able to get like the buyers?
Well, if you follow my material, the way you're finding buyers, you can, networking. Finding, you're talking about finding the cash buyers to wholesale them to, correct?
Yes, sir.
You can network. Yes. You can do a simple Google search, which I teach people. Where are you, by the way? What city?
I live in southern Los Angeles by USC.
Southern Los Angeles?
Trojan. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So simple things like, you know, Los Angeles cash home buyers or We Buy Houses Los Angeles. These simple Google searches, Richie, will pull up many websites of people and or companies that pay cash for homes. You can call them and say, hey, I'm a wholesaler. I run into deeply discounted properties that need work in the area. Are you interested? Okay. What are they going to say? What are they going to say to you, do you think, when you ask that question? Deeply discounted homes that need work. What do you think they're going to say when you ask if they're interested?
They're going to go for it. If they're interested and it's in a good area, they're going to be interested and they're going to go for it.
That's right.
As long as they're making money.
That's right. So you're going to say, all right, well, I'm working on a few right now. Why don't I get your contact info and then I can call you as soon as I run into something. And you can just tell them you have a few in the works right now. And, and by the way, Facebook Live, make sure you're sharing this. I have a live caller here right now that you will be able to hear once this podcast goes live, guys. But on Facebook, sharing is how you make sure that we keep the live call-in show in play. The more shares, the more I do the live call-ins, which may be more than once a week if we get down with it. Sorry, Richie, I just had to do a quick shout out there. So,
anyways,
back to your question. So when you talk to these people, and you know what's nice? A lot of cash buyers will open up to you, and then they can even tell you what areas they like to buy in. You know what I mean? Or you can say, you know, what areas
that's
do you like?
Thing.
And then they can actually educate you and hone in your marketing on where you're going to put up your flyers, your signs, your, you know, sending out letters, you know, door hangers and all the different marketing, you know, the house signs, all the different marketing channels you can do. You know, this battery's dying. I'm going to put it over here. So you follow me? So yes, do you exactly. see how powerful a
simple... I started doing...
That's a simple concept, brother.
Yes, sir. Since I started doing that in L.A., I'm a part owner of a company. So I come over here and work in Ballet on the Valley. So I was planning to do that after I got out of work,
yeah.
put up flyers on this area as well, and just go on from there, you know, anywhere I was located, just put flyers.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, afterwards.
Richie, the bottom line is success is a consistency game. Succeeding as an entrepreneur in this business or any business is pretty simple. Keep doing shit. Keep doing
exactly.
shit. I mean, it honestly is not genius work. In the beginning, the uphill climb in any business is usually is going to be higher. You know, you're going to do a lot of heavy lifting on the front end. The beauty of this business is that as you do this, you'll do less and less work. Because once you have all your buyers, you got them. Now you just market and you call them when you get a deal. You know,
it's just a phone call away, correct?
You don't need to find 20 buyers a week for life. Just find 20 buyers a week for the first few weeks or months. And then once you have them, those are your buyers. And you just forward them the info on any new deal you get. You follow me? So there's like a
exactly.
threshold you can cross in this business where, you know, after you do a lot of that heavy lifting, it's kind of like, bing, now you just go and your deals become quicker. And, you know, a lot of businesses, the more money you make and the more deals you do, the harder it gets and the more work it is. And actually the beauty of like starting off in wholesaling, which is part one of my single family triad, it actually becomes the more money yeah. you make, the easier and simpler it gets because you already have all your buyers. Your marketing systems are set up. You follow me, Richie?
Yes. Yes.
And I think that's where a lot of people get lost. They, you know, they lose a deal or they can't get a deal under contract in 2 weeks and they cry the blues and say, I don't know if I'm going to do this. And then some ad comes up on Facebook for how to make money trading stocks by clicking 8 buttons a week and make $5,000 a day, you know, or some, you know what I'm saying? And then they're onto that.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, back up. This works. It's like beyond proven. Okay. And especially
you just gotta be consistent.
Bingo. In my triad specifically, my single family triad, Richie, meaning, you know, you start off with wholesaling, like we're talking about. Zero cash, zero credit, zero risk, zero experience needed to make thousands and tens of thousands. Then we get into rehabbing and selling. Did you hear my story that I just put on this podcast about my deal that I just did?
25, I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, $25,000.
Well, no, the story I was explaining about the negotiation back and forth. Were you watching for the majority of this?
125.
Oh, yes.
Where I made the counteroffer, the negotiation. Did you hear that or no?
Yeah, I got that part.
Yeah.
I got it towards the end.
Good. Well, the bottom line is, then, Richie, I want you to graduate into part two of the single family triad, which is rehabbing and selling. Now you're making serious money per deal. You buy it, you fix it, you sell it, and you can do all that with none of your own money. Then I want you to use the lump sums of both of those first two, and I want you to put some of that into long-term rentals for single families. And around and around that wealth cycle goes. Does that sound beautiful?
That sounds great. That sounds amazing.
So what else? We got to wrap up here, but do you have any other quick questions or concerns you want to address before we hang up? We got about a minute left.
About your product. So where can I get the link? Because I used to have it, but I can't find it no more. To buy the product, the one with the paperwork.
Yeah, with everything.
Showing step by step.
And the bundle and all that. I'll tell you what. I want you to email me, nick@alphahomeflipping.com, nick@alphahomeflipping.com, as soon as we hang up. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
And I'm gonna forward you a special a link. I'll forward you a special link, but I need you to do that right away as soon as we hang up, and I'll take care of you. Okay, buddy?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, Richie, thanks.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just repeating the email.
nick@alphahomeflipping.com.
Okay, great.
So I appreciate you coming on, man. It's a pleasure having a guest on the show like yourself. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good day.
We've been
caller number two. We are back.
Right.
So there you go.
We've been giving California some love. Past two callers, right?
Yeah. Yeah. California. California is the movers and shakers. California, Texas, wherever you are. I don't know where you are. We're having fun. We are liking this call-in format, are we not?
It's engagement, man. We're making you guys the stars on this show now.
Right. I want to highlight real people. You know, I mean, not that I'm not real. It's just, you know, I don't have special abilities. I was not born with a special skill set. I don't have magic wands, dude. I just wake up and move and work and put in the work. And as we're here and you work closer with me now and get me on film and all that, it's just me doing the same stuff. You know, I mean, I've had a couple comments, you know, on my In the Life, by the way, make sure you guys watch In the Life. It's a reality show, In the Life. Okay. It's on youtube.com/NickRuzEntrepreneur and on Facebook, facebook.com/AlphaHomeFlipping. But In the Life is, me doing my deals and being an entrepreneur. And I've had a couple comments like, Nick, a lot of this is the same stuff, X, Y, and Z. I'm like, of course it is, because I'm doing the stuff. I'm being consistent. That's what it takes.
Rinse and repeat.
If you think you're somebody that wants to be on a private jet today, going to the Bahamas and then hopping on a yacht the next day, if you want to see those kind of videos, then you're not going to see it here. You know, and then the next day we're popping bottles of champagne at the nightclub, and the next day we're in Vegas at the craps table, and the next, like, that's, you want to be entertained that way? I can't help you. I'm showing you what it takes to be a consistent, successful entrepreneur. I think people are so used to this, you know, entertainment type of success.
They want all the flash, the hype.
It's putting in work on the regular.
It's not always sexy, man, but that's...
You know, I'm like, yeah, a lot of videos are the same because I'm doing, you know, I'm making the consistent moves on the daily basis.
And I see that with other people that are consistent, that are heavy hitters, they get the same kind of comments.
Yeah.
Hey, it's getting a little mundane. Well,
that's why I'm consistently successful in right. The money's made every month, because I'm doing the stuff every single day.
Bingo.
I just think, I think that the general marketplace is poisoned with so much glitz and glamour. It's poisonous.
It's not
leading them to the path of success they're going for.
Right.
The path is doing the work regularly. And I feel like, unfortunately, that teaching is being poisoned by a lot of the social media, you know, Bugattis and, you know, again, yacht parties and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So I mean, you can't spend all your profits.
Yeah. And especially in the beginning, like I have, you know, I tell people like, and I tell my first time, you know, in fact, when my first time, and this offer still stands, if you get my materials and do your first deal and take a picture of yourself holding that check and send it to me, I will hop on Skype with you and coach you for 15 minutes personally, for free. That's how much I care about my first time students. But I always tell people like, now don't go and buy they might make 15 grand on their first deal from nothing, from zero. But since people haven't seen that kind of money before, they don't know how to use it. And they want to go buy a Rolex, you know, or put 15 grand down on a Range Rover or whatever the hell it is. And I'm like, you're suffocating your business. These profits in the beginning are the most important, because you need to, they're like Legos. Every dollar is like a Lego that you're slowly building your business, and a chess piece, whatever you want, a dollar is your chess pieces. Now you're engaging in the warfare of entrepreneurship, and you need those pawns to go out and slice and dice opportunities for you. Okay?
Very important.
Young people especially get in the habit of suffocating their business, and then they're like, yeah, I'll just do it again. I'm telling you, reinvest in the beginning. So important. I have someone on Facebook saying, Nick, what's the number? I did already have the live call in for this particular episode, but stay tuned. If you're on live, if you're on Facebook, make sure to hit enable notifications or follow or whatever that is, so you don't miss these live sessions as they come up, because the reality is next show, we will introduce another live caller. For now, it's going to be one caller per show. That may change. But as of now, like I said, unfortunately, we did already take the live caller for those who have come in late. But it's far from the last opportunity to be on the show, which is exciting. So you'll get a chance. Gabriel is asking the question. You'll get a chance to be on again. I also want to highlight before we head out here, the book, Success from Scratch. Okay. Success from Scratch, Mental Strategies for Success in a Survival of the Fittest Environment. Okay. That book is being released on July 18th, 2017. I don't know when you're listening to it, but, the reality is, it's a beautiful book that talks about the higher consciousness and the higher mental plane that we need to create success. A lot of you hear a lot of things like take a lot of action, you'll get a lot of results. Taking a lot of action only is bad advice. What action? Most people are taking the wrong action. I know so many people that are quote unquote hustling and grinding, but they're getting zero results. This book breaks that disconnect and builds the bridge from what actually needs to happen to get results. You're looking at my face or listening to my voice right now because you want results, not because you like me, nor should you. I mean, I'm just a voice here, okay? You want results in your life. Vidal, am I wrong? That's why they're listening. No, that's the core of why they're listening.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, not that you're not fun to look at and listen to.
But you're right. Like, you're here for you. You're listening to this voice right now for you. And that's good. You're trying to do something for yourself. So, I can't stress enough that there's a bridge that's needed. You are clearly at a gap. There is a gap. Your results are beyond the gap. There's you and there's the results. And there's the Grand Canyon in between. I'm trying to build that bridge for you. And I'm going to tell you right now, the Success from Scratch book, you will read it and be like, oh my God, like this, I cannot believe this hasn't been written about before. The stuff in that book, the stuff in this book is just so crucial. And it's nothing like you've read before. And you need to get a hold of it. And I want to be clear too, if you go to successfromscratch.net, you will have an opportunity to get thousands of dollars worth of bonuses with your book. Through some bulk orders and, multiple purchases and different things I have laid out for you, okay? You can get thousands of dollars of bonuses with your book if you go to successfromscratch.net. Head over there ASAP, like super crazy bonuses like that. I'll surprise you. You'll see on the page what I'm talking about. But stuff that once this book launches over, most likely will go away because it's a little too aggressive of giving, I feel like. Like it's right, Vidal.
Absolutely, dude. These are offers that are irresistible, so you're going to definitely want to check that out
over right.
at successfromscratch.net.
Like, irresistible.
That's, bulk orders.
Like, it's just, you're never going to see this chance to get certain things from me again, but I do want to get this book in as many hands as possible, and that's why I'm willing to extend out and do that. So I think we'll wrap up. We had a nice quality episode here. Appreciate you guys coming on. Remember, if you're listening to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, first off, leave a rating and review. It means the world to me if you do that and allows the show to get more reach. Share the show. And if you do want to engage live while we're actually recording it, you go to Instagram at Alpha Home Flipping or Facebook.com/Alpha Home Flipping. Those are right now the two main live streaming things where I can interact with you and also give you the opportunity to be one of the live callers on the show, which we'll do plenty more of. But this the health of this show does operate based on shares, comments, live callers, but sharing the show or tagging someone who needs to hear this stuff. All right. So I'll let you go. Appreciate you guys coming on. Thanks again to Richie for coming on as our first rapid call. First come, first serve caller. Josh says, repeat the website for the deal. Successfromscratch.net. Successfromscratch.net. That will lead you to a page where you will get, like Vidal said, irresistible offers with certain orders of the book. Just irresistible. Like, there's no other way to really describe it. It truly is, like, irresistible. No doubt. We almost were going to scale back on a few of these offers, but I decided not to because I really want to hammer the value hard. Very hard. All right? So I'm going to sign off on the podcast. Vidal, you want to say anything to the podcast before we hit stop?
Catch you guys on the next one.
Bingo.
Peace.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Success from Scratch show. I need you to do something very important. Rate, review, and subscribe. You have to actually hit the subscribe button. So you'll automatically get these episodes fed to you wherever you're listening it to. Very, very important to me. It is the literal fuel that keeps this show going and improving, etc. And I thank every one of you for doing that. I really do. It takes 30 seconds of your life. Means the world to me. And on top of that, make sure you follow me on my social channels, okay? Because I really engage and respond to almost everyone. I'm like known for it, okay? Snapchat at Real Nick Ruiz, YouTube.com/Nick Ruiz Entrepreneur, Facebook.com/Alpha Home Flipping, and Instagram at Alpha Home Flipping. Those are my hubs where I talk business, entrepreneurship, real estate, etc. all the time. And also head over to successfromscratch.net. You can download some free goodies there. And I will see you on the next episode.